Graveyard wall. This graveyard has two sections. One is unnamed and contains large above-ground structures. The other is labeled for slaves and free blacks. It has no large sarcophagi. The stones are so old there that any inscribed words have been worn away. There is a wall between the sections. A substantial wall, climbable, but not easily. But the wall serves no purpose. There's an open gate in the middle. And who is it supposed to keep separate? The souls of the blacks from the souls of the whites? Those are the only ectoplasmic entities that might be drifting around. I sit on a bench in the slaves and free blacks section. There is a tarnished plaque behind me, cemented into the wall. The plaque has a date in the 1800s. Otherwise, the text is unreadable. Maybe it once said, "This is the segregated section," but I'm sitting here, as are my wife and daughter, and we do not feel separate. But the wall still stands. It is whitewashed and strong. A plumeria tree is nearby. It has grown into the wall. At night, I'm sure, the souls of the whites and those of the slaves float around the yard and savor the fragrance of the flowers. But we won't know who the souls belong to because the words have been worn away.